Hester closed her eyes.
"You know I'm only looking out for you,"
Rich said softly. She sighed.
"It's okay. I've taken care of it. You don't have to worry."
Rich's relief was obvious.
"Glad to hear it. You know, there's a good crowd in tonight. A whole bunch of Vikings. Let's hope they don't go berserk on us."
"They won't."
"We'll see you're okay. Come for a drink afterwards with the boys?"
"I'll see how I feel." Rich was about the same age as Hester, a cog in the management machine. He was 2 inches shorter than her, which could have been a problem, but it wasn't, because he often wore boots with heels. One of the good things about Rich, apart from his willingness to supply most of the things she needed, was that he had proved a useful ally in her occasional differences of opinion with Sam, Jonas, and Troy. On the downside, he could be disarmingly frank. Mark, the drummer from Sirens of Suburbia who had died, had been a lovely person. Too lovely, it turned out, for the business they were in. Mark had been 6'2". There were moments when she could still feel his arms around her, picture his smile. Mark had been loyal to her right to the end. The gig was in Södermalm, south of Stockholm city centre. Early